This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Twitter's stock price closed yesterday at a level that's almost triple its IPO price. The company's IPO was one of the biggest tech events of the year, and it's been a very hot 12 months for tech all around. We asked Ben Johnson, the host of our sister program, Marketplace Tech, to come on and talk about what's on deck for 2014. And that includes the idea that your TV and washing machine might be networked to one another, a concept nicknamed the Internet of Things. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Look into the future for me. What is coming up? You're talking about it as the Internet of Things?
Yes. Well, as I look into my crystal ball, last year we talked about the Internet of Things a lot, right? About how devices, how your television is going to tell you when your washing load is done because your washer is going to ping your television. Your garage door is going to open for you magically when you drive up in your car and things like that. But there's a problem. All of these things, even though they're fitted with Wi-Fi now, even though they can all theoretically talk to each other, they now all need to speak the same language.
If you have all of these things that could maybe talk to one another, does it matter if they're all from the same company?
Well, it shouldn't matter theoretically, but it probably will, right? Because it's much easier for these things to talk to each other from the point of view of Samsung, for instance, in Samsung's sort of closed language. Now, I don't know if you own everything from the same company. I certainly don't. So how much will this help the consumer? Some consumers might get left behind if they don't all buy the same thing.
What else is out there? Are there big ideas you see coming?
This year, I think we're actually going to see a lot of stuff happen in robotics. But this is about software. So we've got robots that do certain things, but we're going to start to see really intelligent software inform how these robots interact with the environment around us. And because of that, I think we're going to start seeing some very real robot options for people to use everywhere from healthcare to aviation, things like that.
Yeah, if you're a normal person, where could you see robots in your life?
Well, how much money you got on you? Because, I mean, look, most of the time the way that this works is you've got academic institutions working on robotics. You've got Honda working on robotics. You've got SpaceX, all these sort of companies spending a ton of money, right? But I do think that this coming year there will emerge some consumer options. But the consumers are going to have to be very wealthy. If you want a robot that's going to be your helper robot and take care of you when you're old, you might get an option, a very real option for that this year. But you're going to have to drop some major coin on it.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lizzie.